You're listening to The Afternoon Show on 91.7 KXT. I'm Joe Cozera. You've heard us play music from today's in-studio guests, plus on other shows like Undercurrents here on 91.7 KXT, and thanks to an incredible performance he gave on NBC's America's Got Talent, Cass Haley received worldwide exposure, which led to his album Connection. On that show, Cass Haley performed Walking on the Moon by The Police. One of the show's judges said that Cass sang it better than Sting. Eric Smith, the CEO of his record label, Easy Star Records, said this about Cass. Quote, "It's not often we come across a singer-songwriter this talented, regardless of genre, so we had to work with Cass." Cass Haley plays Saturday night in Dallas at the Granada Theater. His album released just this week is called Connection. Welcome, Cass Haley, to KXT.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming in. So you grew up not far away from here, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm a Texas boy. I grew up in Paris, Texas. Which is just about an hour and a half northeast of here.
And you moved to Arlington for a while.
Yeah, I got my start in the music biz in Dallas. I moved here, I was like 22, 23, and formed a band called Woodbelly and played all around Dallas and stuff in the gutters, you know, all the sports bars around here I've played in. So,
oh, what are we going to hear first?
We're going to hear a song of mine called Better.
Great.
Please, can't you see that you're breaking the hearts of the people that you need? Sister, please, don't you know that the ones that you love the most are gonna go? Can do better, yes you can, I know you can do better. Broken home and all alone, and the captive is left where it cuts you to the bone. Innocent and full of fear, 'cause the truth that they loved have all but disappeared. I know, yes I know, you can do better, can do better, can do better. Yes, you can. I know you can. I know you can. You can do so much better. Sister, please, can't you feel that the dreams that you have for this life are still real? Broken home and all alone, and the captive is left where it cuts you to the bone. I know, yes I know, you can do better, can do better, can do better. Yes you can do better.
Cass Haley live here at 91.7 KXT. Man, that's great.
Thank you so much, man.
That's the song we've been playing a bunch of, and I didn't really realize it, but I guess I always sing the harmony to it while I'm playing it.
You
and
should
I was
have
compelled
sang
to
with
do
me.
It.
Well, thank you guys for playing that so much.
Oh, you bet. It's a great song. And I can't help but notice the lyrics are really personal. Who's that song to?
It's about my sister.
Is it?
Yeah, I have four sisters. I'm the baby of four older. So yeah, I have four sisters, and that one's about my youngest sister, the one I'm closest to. And it's just about, you know, it's always toughest when it's when your family's making bad decisions. It always hurts the worst when it's your family, you know what I'm saying, screwing up and stuff. And it's just about her getting mixed up, you know, with all kinds of crazy things and just repeatedly making bad choices and just trying to give her some faith and that we still believe in her.
Did she heed your advice?
You know, she's trying.
And you were surrounded by lots of music in your house while you were growing up. And who would come in to play in your house?
You know, I mean, my parents are both musicians. So, and my dad, you know, I grew up with him trying to pursue a career in music and stuff. And so, you know, we would have jam sessions in the kitchen and all kinds of stuff. I mean, all kinds of musicians would come over, you know. I can't even name, you know, half of them because there were so many of them that would come over and I'd just learn little bits from each different one, you know, and just surrounded by music a bunch. So it was a cool, interesting childhood.
Is there any of those members that go, I taught Cass everything he knows?
My dad. And I said, nah, you didn't. But yeah, there's quite a few of them that still say, I taught him that.
So how did you get all the way from Paris, Texas, to America's Got Talent?
You know, I really don't know. it was very random. I was living in Arlington, and I woke up one morning, and I received a call from a friend of mine, and he was acting as our manager. Seth Morley is his name. He called me, and he said, are you going to go to the audition? And I was like, what audition? And he's like, America's Got Talent. He's like, remember, I got that audition booked and stuff. Like, you know, it's like you got a time slot. And I was like, I really didn't remember telling him I would do it because I was always dead set against doing those shows and stuff. I just didn't see myself being successful with that and stuff. So anyways, I went because I felt bad for him. He had set up a time and stuff. So I went, and it just sort of randomly sort of happened. I mean, I went into it sort of, you know, blindly with no kind of expectations. And it sort of made the experience even more magical because I didn't plan on doing it. You know, it's not something I waited in line for or planned on. It just sort of happened.
Well, and how did you choose the song, Walking on the Moon? How did you choose that one?
You know, I got in there to the audition, and it's like you're sitting in a room sort of like this, which we're in, which is almost like a banquet room or something at a hotel. And there's a line of chairs and like seven people sitting there, and they have cameras, and it's the producers of the show. And I just played them an original song, and they're like, well, can you play anything current? And I was like, not really. I don't really do a lot of current covers. And they're like, well, think of something. And I was like, I don't know. And I was like, well, play something a British guy would like. So I was like, okay. So I was thinking about the British guys. So I played a little Bob Marley, and then I played some Sting, you know. And so, you know, they loved that, the Walking on the Moon, and that ended up being the first song I played on the show.
Boy, it was just great.
Thank you.
Really, really good. So we'd love to hear another one of your songs. What are you going to play next?
Yeah, I'm going to play a song called Counting Stars.
I love you, yes I do. I love you, yes I do, yes I do. Love you. Oh, please understand me, dear. I'm trying to be clear. I love you. Well, there'll never be enough time. There'll never be enough ways. How the moon reflects the light. It's the mystery of our time. You can count every single star. Still you miss by far. Wonder how I try. I can count a thousand times. I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Love you. Oh, it seems to be a dream. Oh, what you mean to me. I love you. One day at a time, running out of rhymes, waiting for the day when I know what to say. There'll never be enough words. I said, Connie's come in me, the moments we shared. There'll never be enough kisses that I can show to you. I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Love you. Oh, this seems to be a dream. Oh, what you mean to me. I love you.
Cass Haley is our guest here in studio 91.7 KXT, and that is Counting Stars. His new album is called Connection. He plays Saturday night at the Granada Theater. That was great.
Thanks a bunch, man.
Fantastic, absolutely. Was it always guitar?
It started with bass. Since that seemed to be the easiest instrument to start on. I mean, I started learning different bass lines and stuff like that. And then, you know, it moved to guitar. So it sort of happened at the same time. But I even the first thing I was learning on the guitar was bass lines and stuff like that, single note stuff. So
why reggae kind of music?
It just sort of naturally happened. I mean, I take from all kinds of different genres and stuff, but reggae just it touches me, and I like music that touches people, and I like the way reggae touches you. It's like it's just feel good music, you know, and I like to feel good. I don't know why.
Absolutely.
It just sort of happened.
It's really, really good. And we play a lot of reggae here at KXT.
Yeah, I noticed that, man. I think this is the best station around.
Oh, thanks. We'd like to think so, too. Absolutely.
I think so.
You were offered a major label deal after America's Got Talent, but you turned it down?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was, going back to the first question about how blindly I sort of went into the whole America's Got Talent thing, it was like a, you know, it was definitely like a whirlwind. So, being there at the end and going from you know, struggling in a music career before the show to every door opening, it just was a lot to take in, and it really wasn't what I was looking for, to get a major label deal and a Simon Cowell TV show deal. Everybody knows how those type of things go. You're a product.
Right.
It's like how much freedom of expression really ain't much. You do what they want you to do. Their songs, you know, it's sort of a very incestual deal that they're in control of your whole career, you know. So I just decided, you know, I was gonna take all the visibility I got from the show, go back to what I was doing before, and just keep expressing myself as honestly as I could, and see where that takes me, you know.
Did you help produce?
Yeah, I produced the last two of my albums.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. They sound really, really good. We're happy to play them here.
Thank you so much, man.
Can we get one more song out of you?
Of course, yeah, yeah. Excuse me, I've been a little under the weather. This song's called I'm Free.
Up in the car with my mom and dad, searching again for the home I never had. Always run around when things got bad. A Roman gypsy life is what I had. Oh, it's what I had. Yeah, it's what I had. It all started when I was only four, taking baths in the reservoir. Hippie parents don't make the choice. They sing their song with a different voice. Oh, a different voice. Yeah, a different voice. I don't ever know where we gonna go, but I know something. I'm free, yeah. Oh, I'm free. On a high mountain road, it's supposed to go to price. 3 feet of snow, no woman device. Truck breaks down and say, what do? They use the gin's magic to get just to get a stool. Oh, they get us through. Yeah, I get us through. I don't ever know where we gonna go, but I know something. I'm free. I'm free. Yes, I'm free. Oh, I'm free now, now. Yes, I'm free now. Yes, I'm free. Oh, I'm free now. I'm free. Done made their choice. They sing their song with a different voice. Yeah, different voice. Oh, a different voice. I don't ever know where we gonna go, but I know something.
Fun one.
Yeah, excellent, man. Very, very good. I'm free. It's Cass Haley here at 91.7 KXT. Thanks so much for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me, man.
Check out the concerts events page at kxt.org for live performance information. Have a look at the live sessions page to see other in-studio performances. I'm Joe Cozera. This is 91.7 KXT.